Okay. I'm looking at this working team on the charter. And it says a tentative structure for charter guidelines.
Hello, madam. The recordings have started. Thank you.
Thank you. So, first of all, I guess we're leaderless in that we don't have our staff keeper, and we don't have, I guess, I didn't know whether the chair was going to participate in these things or not. We have a chair of the, or is he just participating in one of the teams, but not both of them, or is he not participating in either?
I don't think he's participating in either, because the list that I have got for this call is Ilya, Cheryl Andenor, John Sonnen, Graham Chenoweth, and yourself.
Right.
And Thomas Rutler said that he couldn't attend today.
Right, yeah, I guess he's just coming off a board call.
I think that was earlier on.
Yeah, so it started at 5 a.m. his time, if I remember. So anyhow, we've got all these things that are supposed to be in a charter according to this thing. And the mission, focus area, scope, including when not to employ a working group. Oh, that's the charter of this. I'm confused. Because a charter for a working group would not include a mention of when not to employ a working group. I don't understand what it means to say including when not to employ a working group. I think the council can employ a working group any time they have work to be done. Membership criteria. Is that normally just going to be open? Formation and inclusion. Self-selection guidelines. Team representation. Oh, what is all this? Making things so complicated. Security, capture, safety. One staff person. Naming structures and convention. I don't understand that one. Announce advertisement. Declaration of interest. Okay, that's the first one I understand. Situation statement. Why would chair facilitator expectations be under charter? Council administrative liaison role, duties and selection. Okay, that one's kind of important. Expert advisors and consultants, that one's. Rules of engagement. Now, is it the rules of engagement being covered by the other group? I would think. I don't know. Elliot, what do you think of all this? I mean, what?
This was, I think, drafted by Ken.
Oh, this is Ken. Okay.
Like a proposal about what we should do.
What do you think about these various pieces here? Do you think they're all necessary, or? I guess I don't know how much we could do with just the two of us, to tell you the truth. Because, I mean, I'm sure people like Cheryl and Yana would have, you know, both strong and valuable views on things. I know I tend to be a minimalist in terms of what things would go into a meta-charter. I think a meta-charter's got to have a scope and a problem statement. And that's about it. And some milestones, you know, what we expect the deliverables are. All this other stuff seems to me to be somewhat overkill. And some of it, like chair, facilitator expectations, council administrative liaison role, is sort of outside the charter. Uh, I mean, it's not within the charter for the working group. These are things that will be sort of set across the board. You know, what do we think a chair or facilitator should be able to do? How do we pick one? What do we think the liaison roles is? And how should they function within a working group? But that doesn't strike me as something that would be in the charter itself. It should be a general overriding document somewhere that defines these things. I don't know. I don't see them as part of a charter. But as I admitted at the last meeting, I'm a sort of slow on understanding exactly what this group is supposed to be doing.
I should check the other emails. I remember maybe Ken explained in a letter about the two groups.
Yeah, he did, and he explained it again to me in the meeting where I finally got to the point where I almost understood. But then when I look at the stuff that he has this group allegedly doing, you know, I don't understand it. I'm going to open this thing up to edit it and be presumptuous. And just, you know, I could sort of add my notes and questions, and perhaps if you have some, I can add them also. You know, for example, on the first one, mission, purpose, and deliverables. Is this of the charter writing team, or is this of the charter itself? I don't know. I really don't know what we can do about it. I mean, at the moment, what might be worth doing, and we can either do it together or we can do it separately, is on each of these bullets to add questions and comments. I don't know. Does that seem worth doing?
Yes. Maybe each one should add own comments.
That could be good. Yeah. In which case, I don't know if we really need to. It's only the two of us. Maybe we can sort of call this meeting done and basically set a goal that, A, we try to have a meeting when other people can attend so we get a full team meeting. But in the meantime, we recommend that you and I and the rest of the members go through and add comments and questions and issues to this charter discussion, so at least we know where we're starting from. Does that make sense?
Yes, I think, yes.
Okay. So perhaps what we can do is we could call it, I'll send a note out, unless you would like to the working group team, saying that two of us met and that this is what we've decided to do, and that we need to reschedule the meeting where more than two of us can make it.
Yes, maybe next week is a good time.
Maybe next week we could find a time, yeah. But other than that, I mean, I just, you know, and if even we don't even have, you know, the staff person that wrote this original thing down, I think that we're not going to do much other than waste all three of our time if we stay on the phone call.
Yes.
Does that make sense to you also?
Yes, I agree. Okay. I agree.
Glenn, does that make sense to you as well?
It seems to me, Avery, and thank you very, very much for doing this.
Okay, so I'll write that up and send it to the team. I'll finish my editing of it now because I happen to already have it open, and I'll go through and just add all the comments that I just made about what's this, why is that, and whatever, so they're in there, and then I'll go from there.
Okay, after that, I will write my comments.
Okay, great. Thanks. Nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Avery.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Bye.